When's the recession, if any? Can 55 economists be wrong? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Big companies employ economists, where a key part of the job description is watching out for the boom and bust cycle. The National Association for Business Economics surveys more than four dozen of these experts, and the latest results are in. A familiar voice here is economist Julia Coronado, who is president of the organization with the survey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You have some statistical data here. You've been doing a survey of business economists. How are their sales? How's inflation, according to these folks?
Well, actually, our respondents reported improving sales in the first quarter, although profits remained under pressure. And in fact, inflation seems to be less of a problem as companies are having a harder time raising prices.
All right. So you asked more than 50 business economists a question that gets at this answer. We got a recession coming? And if so, when? What do they say?
Well, they're kind of evenly split on the probability that we'll enter a recession in the next 12 months. So just over half think that there's just over a 50% probability. So they're pretty optimistic about their own businesses. They're a little more cautious about the broader economy.
You're going to email this over to our friends at the Federal Reserve, who seem to be thinking that a recession could happen sooner?
Yeah, I think that they see these results, so hopefully they'll take a good look.
All right. Julia Coronado is president of the National Association for Business Economics. We also know her as founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
The Environmental Protection Agency is set to announce new limits on the amount of climate change gases that can be emitted from power plants. While the EPA has long limited pollution allowed out of those chimneys, this would be the first time the federal government has restricted carbon emissions from existing plants if implemented. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
The Biden administration's proposed regulation would force coal-fired and natural gas plants to capture the pollution from their smokestacks. It would apply to both existing plants and new plants, which generate about a quarter of carbon dioxide emissions produced by the United States. Experts say these standards could level the competition between new gas plants and renewable energy sources like solar and wind. The proposal will almost certainly face opposition from the fossil fuel industry, power plant operators, and members of Congress. Some of the administration's other climate policies have already faced legal challenges. Former President Barack Obama tried to place limits on power plant pollution nearly a decade ago, but was blocked by the Supreme Court. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that people with college degrees do better in the job market than those without, but what is actually at work here? Is it really the extra education, or is it additionally something else? Well, here to present the something else is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
I mean, the data are clear. College grads, you know, get better jobs, tend to be paid more than those who have a high school diploma or less. Harder to prove cause and effect, but let's first get this baseline. College degree does help you in the job market.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the wages of college graduates, I mean, they're nearly twice as high as non-college educated workers. And, you know, as you know, David, college educated workers, they enjoy higher employment rates and they're more likely to get jobs that come with benefits such as health insurance.
we do live at a time of enormously quick technological change, and it may be that to deal with that, you need the skills that you tend to acquire in college. But you mentioned employer-sponsored health insurance. How does that play out here?
Okay, then let me give you three key pieces of information. First, about half the population and all those with private health insurance get it through their employer or a family member's employer, and that is unique to the U.S. Now, second, any contributions employers make to their employees' health insurance premiums, that's excluded from employees' taxable income. And by the way, the tax exclusion is the single largest federal tax expenditure. It's about $300 billion annually.
All right. There's a third factor.
Okay, so here's the real key. The cost of providing health insurance, it's a fixed cost per employee, regardless of wages or earnings. The wage penalty is the same for, say, a clerical worker, as it is for a highly compensated executive. So this drives up the prices of hiring lower-wage workers relative to higher-wage workers.
So the college-educated people are paid more, so the cost of giving them health insurance is proportionally less. Maybe we should think of like the remedy to understand this better?
Yeah, so that's one of the aspects of this study, the Health Wedge and Labor Market Inequality paper by several economists. What if health insurance came through a proportional national payroll tax on firms? They calculate that the college wage premium would have been about 11% lower in 2019 and non-college employment some 500,000 jobs higher.
It's dramatic, the magnitude being suggested here, like the effects of globalization and the decline of unionization.
Yes. So one takeaway from the study, David, is that with the rising cost of health insurance, boy, it's going to be increasing pressure, pushing toward even greater income inequality. And the second conclusion that I take away is, look, this is yet one more piece of compelling evidence. The U.S. health insurance system is just deeply flawed.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.